Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Apostle Donald Douglas, along with none other than my lovely co-host, the love of my life, the woman that keeps me straight on the straight and narrow, praying for me and seated for me, none other than Prophetess Kashima Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. We appreciate you guys so very much for tuning in and partnering up with us on this morning for our Worldwide Gospel Connection Man Up Monday broadcast. We will have none other than our special guest, none other than Bishop Jerome Henry. We'll be with us, Bishop Jerome Henry. We'll be with us shortly here, guys. Listen, I'm telling you, if you're looking for a powerful, insightful, life-changing word, you want to stay tune in and stay a part of this morning's broadcast. Listen, guys, I'm telling you, this man of God has a fantastic ministry. Had the opportunity to meet him over the phone, and just in that conversation, man, I'm telling you, I was inspired, I was uplifted, and I was encouraged for just being having to have that conversation with him, and I appreciate that so very much. But listen, guys, as always, before we get started, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer. Let us talk to the Father on this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you in prayer. God, we lift up your mighty and holy and righteous name. For it is your name, O God, that at the name, God, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. God, we thank you right now for taking the reins of this broadcast. God, we ask that you would come in, Father, and be God all by yourself. God, establish this broadcast today in the oracles of your word. God, let it be, God, what you would desire for it to be. God, we take our hands off of it. God, we allow you, God, to step into the room, God. God, and do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in the atmosphere. God, we ask that it would be a word of shift, a word of change. God, a word of transformation for those that are under the sound of the man of God's voice. God, we pray today, God, we pray today that what we do here today, God, will be pleasing unto your sight, God, and it will glorify you. Father, we thank you in the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen and amen. Listen, guys, we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in on this morning. But before we do that, let us go to our scripture reading for this morning. Our scripture reading is Psalms 1, which says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. Amen. Amen. That is Psalms 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. God bless you guys. God bless you, the hearers, the doers, and the receivers of his word on this morning. Listen, guys, we want to also make sure that we acknowledge all of those countries that are listening in. We appreciate you for what you do. Listen, we are excited about what God is doing over there in those other countries right now. We thank you for putting your hand to the plow, and you're not taking your hand down. You are consistent and doing the will and the work of God. You are being steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And we thank you. We thank you so very much for that. We pray that you will continue to do what the work of what the Lord has set before you. Continue to work the work of him that sent you while it is day, for when night cometh, no man can work. Now know that your brothers and sisters here, on the other side of the world, we're praying for you. We're interceding for you as always. We're calling on the name of the Lord because we understand that the job that you have is a very hard job. It's a very complex job. And we thank you for that opportunity to continue to pray for you. The Bible says where one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. So we have a whole company of brothers and sisters that are praying for you and interceding for you. So we want to make sure that we acknowledge you on this morning and tell you thank you so very much for what you do. Amen. And those countries are, we have Canada, we got the United States, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Ghana, we have Kenya, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Saudi Arabia, We have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, and we have Mexico. And we want to tell you guys, thank you so very much for all that you do. And continue to listen in, continue to share the broadcast, continue to let your friends and family know to continue to listen in. Tell them there is a broadcast on the airwaves that are encouraging, inspiring, and strengthening, and preaching the real gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. So again, thank you guys so very much for your participation on this morning. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. Remember, guys, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Have He been good? To me, more than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what He did? Yeah. fears away. Turn my midnight into day, so I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want. Yeah. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, 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 me. Yeah. And dry all of my tears away. Ever stop you from crying? Turn my midnight in today, so I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's dry. 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 Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say yes? Say yes. Say yes. 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 It's no harm to praise. y'all been complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And it all right. And it all right. You ought to stand on your feet and praise the Lord.
Thank you for allowing me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you.
Whispering in your ear, letting you know that everything that has happened is now. on today from 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 1 through 6. And I'll be reading from the Message Bible, if you would hearken and hear what the Lord is speaking. The word of the Lord says, "And then this happened. Elijah the Tishbite from among the settlers of Gilead confronted Ahab. As surely as God lives, the God of Israel before whom I stand in obedient service, the next years are going to see a total drought. Not a drop of rain or dew unless I say otherwise." Verse 2, "God then told Elijah, get out of here and fast. Head east and head out at the Kerith Ravine on the other side of the Jordan River. You can drink fresh water from the brook. I've ordered the ravens to feed you." Elijah obeyed God's order. He went and camped in the Kerith Canyon on the other side of the Jordan. Verse 6 says, "And sure enough, ravens brought him his meals, but breakfast, both breakfast and supper, and he drank from the brook." If I were to talk and to give a subject and give a word on today, I want to release the word hidden in darkness. God's releasing the ravens. Hidden in darkness. God's releasing the ravens. I believe already as we're in the fourth month, the number four biblically, the bibliology number for the number four, bibliology for the number four simply means the creative call of God. Study numbers. When you study numbers, it is powerful to know that the number four represents that which God's call, he calls creatively. On the fourth day, God, according to Genesis chapter 1, on the fourth day when God begins to create the heaven and the earth, there's a formation that God has laid forth that brings you and I into a place of the creativeness of God. In fact, if we were to go back even from the beginning, God says, according to the word of the Lord, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void. Darkness covered the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the water." There can never be a full understanding and the manifestation of what is to come unless it is first created in the thought life. How we think. The Bible says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." The creativeness that God has given to you and I starts in Genesis, but it does not finish or conclude in Genesis. It brings us to the reality that what God created from the foundation of the world began with a thought. As it began with a thought, the world and the earth was without form and darkness, form and void. Darkness covered the face of the deep, and God began to speak. He began to cause those things that are in his mind to come to pass. There's significance here because darkness represents time. It represents the place that is in units. It is, represents the place that is in unawareness, or rather even a lack of knowledge. There are moments in times that you and I have entered into 21 rather, with a lack of knowledge, with a lack of unawareness. We're not really knowing the full details of what's getting ready to happen. But we're going in and trusting God, believing that that which God has created, that which God has allowed us to experience, is going to reveal and unveil some things that's going to be pivotal in our lives. While we have crossed over into a new year, a new season, and a new momentum of survival, many of us must prepare ourselves for that which God is bringing us into that is greater than what we've come out of. I don't know who I'm getting ready to speak to for the first few moments here, but I believe it's significant that what you came out of will be in no comparison to what you're getting ready to move into. I believe with all of my heart that God is getting us ready for one of the greatest years, the greatest seasons that we have ever experienced. While Survivor in 2020 was what everyone was experiencing. Can I survive COVID-19? Can I survive racial tension? Can I survive systemic oppression and all the things that was going on around? Can I survive financial deprivation and hardship, We look 1 year later, we have survived. I come to tell you, it's not about the survivors. It's about the thrivers. God is calling us in this hour of creativity not to become survivors, but to thrive in that which he has assigned us in the midst of darkness. Because we're in this place, this time, this unit, this moment of unawareness that God says, listen, I know that it seems like it is unaware, but remember, I blew into you the breath of life, the first part, the alpha into you, to let you know that if you can think it, you can come out of it. If you can prophesy, you can begin to see it. If you can decree it, it shall be established. Today, I believe it is significant that God, in the beginning, as he does, he always starts to let us know that if I lay the foundation and you trust me through the process, I will bring you into a place like never before. It is significant in the book of 1 Kings chapter 17, while we're understanding the lack, while we're understanding the unawareness of the darkness, while we're bringing this moment and this year into a place of fruition. It is significant, as the Bible says in Job chapter 8, though thy beginning is small, yet thy end shall greatly increase. What we must learn according to Genesis chapter 1 is what is known as the law of first mention. Anything that is seen for the first time in the beginning of a thing does not start in Genesis and stays in Genesis, but it flows throughout the word of the Lord. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Job 8 and 7, though thy beginning is small, yet thy end shall greatly increase. Matthew 6 and 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Romans chapter 17 says, listen, if the first fruit is holy, then everything that is connected to it shall be even more fruitful and more holy. I believe it is significant at this time that God is letting us know that which I've introduced you to in the beginning is going to be more significant, not just in the beginning, but what I'm bringing you into. It is imperative that you and I would begin to embrace the moment. Somebody shout, embrace the moment. God is bringing us into the place to embrace the moment. To embrace the moment. And this moment is a moment of significance. This moment is a moment that God says, listen, if you will begin to see what's happening in Genesis, it's not going to stay in Genesis. Let's see. In Genesis chapter 8 and verse 6 through 7, the Bible records the first sighting of the ravens. The ravens are being released after the flood of Noah. Stay with me. The Bible records after 40 days, the open window was built in the ship. It was built in the ark. It was designed, watch this, not just to close everything in, but to give us an opening of that which God had sealed for a moment in judgment. God says, listen, we get to the place of Genesis chapter 8 because God repented of what he created. And God says, listen, I need to start all over again. I need to recreate and prepare that which is to come, not which was, but which is to come. What God has always been thrusting us into is that which is to come. Stay here for a moment. You are at a pivotal moment and a pivotal season in your life, not for where you have come from, but if you would hang on, God is getting ready to take you and thrust you into a place of revelation, of insight, but more significant, to ensure that that which he has started in you, he will perform. Genesis 8 records through that open window, Noah, watch this, appointed commissioner, appointed, and he ordered, watch this, the ravens. He ordered the ravens. The Bible says that God instructed Noah, a pioneer, an apostle, one who is thrusting into an area that has never been done before. Noah finds himself gathering all of the animals of every kind. You know the story, two of this and two of that. The Bible says that in the midst of the ship, in the opening of the ship, God instructed Noah, that Noah appointed, he commissioned, he ordered, and he shipped, watch this, out a raven. a raven in anticipation of the flood waters to dry up on the earth to let us know that the season is about to break through. Listen, I just released a word to somebody in here. Your season is about to break through. When God releases the raven, it's an indication that breakthrough is on the way. Who am I talking to this morning? You've been at a moment and a time in your life where you've been ready to throw in the towel, to give up. Your season has all dried up. God told me to tell you on this morning, oh God, on this 12th day of the fourth month, he says, listen, I'm letting you know that I am opening the window for you, and I'm releasing an anticipation of the raven being released, that your dry season is about to break through. You ought to give God praise right there, because your dry season is about to break through. God says in the midst of Genesis chapter 8, I'll get to Second Chronicles in a moment. He says, while it is the season of the breakthrough, there are two birds that are represented in Genesis chapter 8. Number one, it is the raven, and then number two, it is the dove. Two birds represents two contexts of scripture, the raven and the dove. Both are sent. However, the raven continues while the dove is brought back. Let me help you here. The indication of a raven is significant, because God says, as the ravens, anytime you learn about a raven is a scavenge type of beast. It is one that takes something that is usable that has been discarded material. But watch this. On the other side, the dove is something that represents salvage. It redeems something that is capable of being restored. Let me backtrack and hit somebody with this. Good God Almighty. God says the ravens are designed to take away those things that have been scavenged. It is designed to use something that has been discarded. God sent me by to tell you, I'm introducing you to the raven because you have been discarded, but you will still be usable. Oh God, today, God says, listen, the raven represents an indication that something that has been discarded will still be used. You have been counted out. People have threw you out. They said, you're never going to make it. You're never going to be this. You're never going to be great. You're never going to represent the kingdom like God has assigned you. Your anointing is not great. I come by to tell you, the sign of the releasing of the raven is simply this. God's getting ready to use you because you've been counted out. God says, I love to use those things that are broken and of a contrite spirit. That's why the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 18, God says, listen, I need to put you back on the potter's wheel, because the potter has need for you. He sees the lumps. He sees the flaws, but he's molding you and getting you ready. Listen, somebody is getting ready to go beyond where you have been. Somebody is getting ready to be catapulted into a new season. Your business is getting ready to be catapulted. Your ministry is getting ready to be catapulted. Your finances is getting ready to be catapulted. Your whole house is getting ready to be catapulted. And I heard God says, in the moment of your catapulting, he says, everything that is attached to you is getting ready to win. You ought to shout that your family is winning. Those who are connected to you are getting ready to win in this season of being discarded. The ravens represents, watch this, that which has been discarded, that which has been scavenged, but the dove, two birds in the ship. The dove represents that which has been salvaged and something that has been redeemed. Listen, God says, I'm buying you back. I'm redeeming you from the hand of the enemy. Everything that the enemy tried to destroy over your life, God says, I'm releasing the dove that's coming after the raven. Okay, let me release this. Good God Almighty. The contrast here is salvage and then scavenge. God says today, while the ravens were considered an unclean bird in Deuteronomy chapter 14 and verse 14, as well as Leviticus 11 and 15, he says, but they make an appearance not only as examples of God's provision, but as a messenger with God's provision. Watch this. He says, they are examples of God's provision, but also messengers of God's provision. Stay right there. The Bible in 1 Kings chapter 17, God instructs Elijah, listen, go from Gilead. You are part of Gilead. Leave Gilead, and surely as the Lord God lives, he said, listen, I need you to prophesy to Ahab and tell Ahab it's not going to rain by the space of 3 years. Good God Almighty. No rain nor drought shall hit the earth unless I release it. Okay, I need to put this right here. There are moments in time that the enemy desires to snatch what is inside of you, to cause you to realize, feel like you're not going to release what God has assigned you. Your prophecies are off. Your apostolic anointing is not thrusting you into the place where you desire to be. Your pastoral ministry is not moving in the way that God has assigned. Your business is moving slow, but I come by to tell somebody, as God sends the prophet, if the prophet can prophesy, if the prophets can release what God has assigned, God says, listen, I'm getting ready to take care of the prophets. I'm getting ready to release a word, a provision, not just for the prophets, but for everybody who decrees and declares. Listen, it's not just the prophets, those who walk in the office. God says, if you operate in the realm of the prophetic, with the gift or with the spirit, he says, listen, I'm going to let you in on a secret that I'm getting ready to release the raven as God's message of provision and God's messenger that he's releasing provision. Come on, Bishop. What are you saying today? It's imperative that you and I would continue. We will continue to understand in Job 38, it records, and he, and who sets out food for the raven when their young cry to God, fluttering about because they have no food in the Message Bible. Job records this. He says, even the ravens set out, will not set out food for their young. But he understands that once this God says, I'm getting ready to cause the ravens to ensure that although he didn't do it for his young, he's about to do it for his prophets. I got to get out of here. Because I heard the Spirit of the Lord says that even Jesus considers the raven, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn. And God feedeth them. If God provides for the raven, what makes you think in the midst of 2021 that God is not going to meet your need? I come by to tell you today from the throne of God, God's getting ready to provide for you like you have never seen. I haven't seen, ear haven't heard, neither haven't entered into the hearts of men that thing that God has prepared for you. He is Jehovah Jireh, and you cannot, listen, in this hour, you cannot be in a position and a mindset that God's not going to provide for you. God says, never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor its seed begging bread. If you are joined to God, God's getting ready to ensure that every need shall be supplied. Let me close. Three things I want to release to you today that I believe will bless you. Number one, ravens represents provision. Ravens represents prophecy, and ravens represents perception. I'll say it again. Ravens represents provision. It represents prophecy, and it represents precision. It says, listen, it is your insight, a perception, I'm sorry, it is your insight. You cannot, watch this, embrace the raven. You cannot embrace the raven unless you understand that the doves are coming behind it. Okay, the doves represents, watch this, this is going to be significant. The doves represent that which God is about to redeem. You must first see the raven before you experience the dove. One more time. I must first see the raven before I experience the dove. Three things I want to release to you. Number one, somebody ought to put this on your timeline. Somebody ought to write this on your notes. Come on, put it on your mirror. Number one, God says it's about to happen for the prophesier. It's about to happen for the prophesier. Whatever you prophesy, whatever you decree and declare, it's about to happen for you. It's about to happen for the forecasters. It's about to happen for the psalmists. It's about to happen for the seers. It's about to happen for the dreamers. It's about to happen for the visionaries. It's about to happen for the believers. It's about to happen, good God Almighty, for those who are decreeing and declaring what's about to happen. It's about to happen because God says what you said and what you say is about to be seen and revealed. He said what you said and what you say is about to be seen and revealed. God says, I'm getting ready to ensure that your provision, that I'm releasing provision in your dry places. I'm releasing provision in your dry places. Wherever it has dried up, God says, I'm getting ready to release it. As he tells the prophet Elijah, he says, listen, I need you to tell Ahab, you need to get out of here, move fast. But I need you, man of God, to move eastward. There's some things that's about to happen eastward. Who am I talking to here for the next few moments? God has instructed me to tell somebody that it is the time to shift eastward. You've been praying and asking God, God, where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? I don't know who this is for, but I heard the Spirit of the Lord says, as he told the man of God in Genesis chapter 12, he says, Abram, I need you to get your stuff. Leave from your family and your friends. I don't know, this is not in my message, it's not in my text, but I heard the Spirit of the Lord says it's time to get from out of your familiar places, get from out of your comfort places. I've already assigned you a place called there. You've got to move now. As he speaks to Elijah, he speaks to Abram, you got to move now. There's a systemic shifting in your family and your bloodline. He says, as you begin to move eastward, I'm going to show you that I'm already making provision for you, that by the time you get to the place that I've assigned you, I've already released connections and I've already released favor. Who am I talking to? You got to get ready because that season in your place where you are have dried up. God says you got to get ready to move eastward and you got to move fast. Come on. He says, number one, to the prophet, I need you to move because the provision in your dry places, that which you have spoken, that which you have said, is about to be seen and revealed. It's about to be seen and revealed. Come on. I heard God says, listen, there's some things you've been waiting for. There's some moments you've been waiting for it to happen. But God says you are in the fourth month. You are in the fourth month, the month of creativity. In fact, he says it's not just the fourth month. If you were three times the four, he says you're on the 12th day. And on the 12th day, I'm commanding, watch this, a new order. I'm commanding a structure like you have never seen before. I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither have it entered the thing that God is preparing you to blaze into like never before. He instructs the prophet Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 17, get out of here and fast. Head east and hide out at the Kerith Ravine on the other side of the Jordan. He says, I need you to understand the place that I'm sending you to is a dry place. But in the dry place, I've already made provisions for you. Anytime you understand a ravine is a dried up place. It is an extension of the ocean that now it moves into a smaller spot, but the waters have dried up. Listen, I don't know who this is for. God says, you've been in a dry place. You've been in a dry place long enough, but I need you to hang out in the dry place because just in the dry place is where I'm releasing the rain. It is hidden in darkness. You can't see it yet, but I'm exposing some things to you, and I'm releasing some things to you that is about to blow your mind. God says, listen, number one, I'm releasing to the dreamers, I'm releasing to the prophets that this is about to happen for you. You've been prophesying for everybody else. You've been singing to everybody else. You've been interceding for everybody else. You've been fasting for everybody else. And God says, listen, that which you have decreed over others, you are getting ready to experience in your own life, in your own ministry, in your own business. Good God Almighty, who am I talking to this morning? Provisions are in your dry places, God. God says, I'm about to cause it to happen for you in your Kerith ravine. It is on the other side of Jordan. Verse 4, you can drink fresh water from the brook, but I've ordered the ravens to feed you. Okay, wait a minute, God. Wait a minute, God. You said, I can drink of the water. I can drink out of this dry place. Where's this water coming from? He said, it is not in the ravine. It is actually being shooted and ordered to come out of the Jordan, to come out of the river, to come out of the ocean, to find you in your Kerith ravine, in your dry places. But that's not it. I'm not just releasing water. I'm releasing the ravens to feed you. Wait a minute, Bishop. Ravens do not feed others. They take what has been discarded as theirs, and they do not use it for themselves. God says, in this hour, I'm teaching the ravens, watch this, how to cache. C-A-S-H-E. I'm teaching them how to cache. When they cache, they eat food right away. But for some, they save it for in a particular spot and come back later to get it. He says, I'm teaching the ravens how to bring the food to you in the morning, hide it out and hold on to it to know that, listen, they're not going to discard it, but they're going to bring it back to you at the appointed time. Listen, God told me to tell you as I hurry on to a close, he says, listen, I'm releasing the ravens on a time schedule. I'm releasing the ravens at the right time. That which you said, you're about to experience it and see it. That which I've ordered you to go into, I'm about to cause provision in your dry places. Somebody ought to shout, provision in my dry places. James chapter 5 says in verse 17 and 18, remember Elijah? He was a man no different from us. He prayed with great intensity, asking God to withhold the rain. God answered his prayers and did not allow a single drop of rain to fall from the earth for 3.5 years. It did not rain until Elijah prayed again for God to open the skies. He says, when the rain came down and the earth produced a great crop, he says, listen, in the book of James, he says, we're no different from Elijah. If God did it for Elijah, he's about to do it for you. Point number two, let's move quickly. He says, and this happened in the ravine. The ravine, what happened? What you lack is going to be available in your ravine. One more time. What you lack is about to be made available in the ravine. He says, your prophecy will be revealed in your drained positions. Ever you are positioned, God says, watch me fulfill prophecy. The ravine, a narrow, steep valley, common eroded by running water. It is a gap in the earth's surface. It is what's known as a break. God says, in your ravine, I'm getting ready to release your break. Good God Almighty, hallelujah, your break in your canyon, in your ditch, that which has been defiled. He says, watch this, it is in your narrow place that I'm getting ready to show you that in your drained places, what has been lacking is about to be made available. Who am I talking to as I come to a close? God sent me by to tell you that in your drained positions, I'm getting ready to cause availability in your places that have become unavailable, your places that have been hidden. I'm about to release the increase like you've never seen before. Number three, let me close. And this happened. The Bible says, what happened? What was perceived as discarded will about to be used as planned material. He says, your perception will not be your reality. One more time. Your perception will not be your reality. What happened? It happened, number one, for the prophesied. Number two, it happened in the ravine. Number three, it happened with the ravens. You didn't think that the ravens was going to feed you. God says, in this hour, I'm getting ready to cause unusual things to provide for you in this hour. Your perception heaven will not be your reality. You've counted out some people, but God says your counting is off. I need you to count again. As James says, let's listen. We must understand how to count it all joy. Listen, my perception will not be my reality. He says the ravens are a large bird. It's a large bird that have lustrous wings. They're shining and glossy. He says, but I need you to understand, when we understand the bird, it is a part of the family of birds, including the crows, the ravens, and the jays. He says, in closing, this is what I need you to embrace. The reality of the ravens, you didn't think the crows, you didn't think the ravens, you didn't think the jays was going to feed you, because they're normally taking up the dead things and discarded things and throwing it away and eating it, but not providing for the prophets. God says, in this hour, I'm getting ready to teach you that I'm introducing you and releasing the ravens. If the ravens are coming, the ravens are only coming to give us an indication that right behind the ravens, here comes the dove. Don't miss it, because here comes the dove. In the next few days, when we hit the day of Pentecost, the dove will land. I need you to get this. The ravens are an indication that I'm introducing you to the dove. If you can embrace the raven, you're getting ready to experience the dove. God says the dove is about to rest on many of you as on the day of Pentecost. The Spirit of the Lord is going to fall in such a manner that's about to blow your mind. God says it's hidden in darkness. I'm releasing the ravens. Get ready for provision. But if you can handle the provision, you can handle the anointing that God is getting you ready for. God says, watch this. I'm providing you with an anointing, but I'm introducing you to the ravens. And if you can handle the ravens, you're getting ready to experience the dove. Today, God says, I'm getting you, watch this, dove ready. If you can handle God, if you can handle the ravens, he says you can embrace the dove. Listen, I just want to encourage somebody today as I close. God says, I'm releasing the ravens. I'm releasing your provision. Everything that you said, you're about to see it. Oh, my God. Everything that you said, prophet, everything that you said, pastor, everything you said, dreamer, everything you said, visionary, you're about to see it. What you have said, you're about to see it. And it's about to be revealed. He says, secondly, he says, what you lack is about to be made available in the ravine. And then thirdly, he says, what has been perceived as discarded is about to be planned and used for the glory of God. God says your perception will not be your reality. On this fourth month, on this 12th day, God says today, I'm launching you into another sphere. I'm launching you into another realm. You're not going to dry up. He says, in fact, as I told the prophet Elijah, I ordered him to go this way. God is ordering your steps, but he's going to ensure that the ravens bring you both meal in the for breakfast as well as summer, and you shall drink of the brook. Listen, you're not going to die in this season. God says, I'm hiding you, because there's more inside of you. Who is this for? Get ready. God has you in hiding, but he has you in hiding on purpose, for purpose. Get ready to move forward. God bless you. This is my prayer. Bishop Jerome Bell Henry, Jacksonville, Florida. We love you to life. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor.
Well, sir, I'm literally sitting here speechless. I was screaming the whole time you said it was a preacher, because I literally, Doc, what you were talking about is what's happening in our life right now. And I was like, oh my God, if he don't get out of my house, if you don't get out of my house, and because man, I'm telling you, the things that God has been releasing, he is literally allowing us to see it manifest right before our eyes. The things that God has had, we have been in prayer for people called. I'm like, man, everything this man of God is talking about, I said, he is just literally all. It's like, Doc, you had a book with my whole life in it. Our whole, everything that we've been doing, man, it's like you was reading it. I know that the message was supposed to be global, but it hit us. It hit home. It hit home real hard. And man, we appreciate you. We appreciate you for the obedience of the Holy Ghost, for you to walk in the Holy Ghost as you did, sir. We are so excited about what God is doing right now in this time and in this hour, Doc, with you and with the church and what God has given to you to give to the people of God. Man, we just want to say thank you. Thank you so, so very much. So very much. We are greatly appreciative. Listen, Doc, please let the people know how they can get in contact with you. If they want you to come out for preaching engagements or they just want to have counseling or prayer with you, please let them know how they can get in contact with you.
Yes, sir. Bless God for you, man of God, you and your wife, and what God is doing in this hour. We praise God, excuse me, for the hand of God that is on your lives as he's releasing you in this hour. We can be reached. We do have a website. You can go to our website, www.jlhministries.org, jlhministries.org. You can schedule us. We have availability to schedule us, as well as products, books. We've written 6 books, and you can purchase the book. The books on our website, and more information about us. We are on Facebook every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on the East Coast, every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. as well as on the East Coast. And then we have a TV broadcast that comes on every Saturday night at 6 p.m. on the East Coast. It is on the Inspired Network. You can have it on your Roku as well as your Amazon Fire Stick, sorry. Or you can get it on Facebook as well as Instagram and our YouTube page.
Yes, sir. I understand about trying to get all them websites and all that stuff together. You know, that's why we got our wives. Our wives is our administrators. They know a whole lot more than we do.
Yes, sir.
We be struggling. They be rolling off like they just know everything. I be like, you know what? Just stay in the position. Just stay right here because they're going to ask questions they got to ask you. I need you to be right here so you can ask them questions because I'm going to forget something. She tell me all the time because we do a – we have to do at the end of the broadcast, we'll do a little small insert of a commercial or whatever. And it's a verbal commercial that I do. But I did the commercial so many times, I should know it, but I always forget something. So she's like, and she'd be like, she'll take over the commercial sometimes. She'd be like, let me do this. I said, okay, go ahead on and do it. I said, right here. So, but yeah, Doc, we appreciate you so, so much. And, man, we're looking forward to you coming and joining us, man, again on the broadcast. Man, I'm telling you, we're going to have you back. We're going to have a part two. We're going to have a part two for this. Doc, I'm telling you, this was a true blessing. This was a true blessing. The word that you spoke on today was a life-changing word for all of those that were under the sound of your voice this morning. The prophetic shift that is in the atmosphere that God is doing in this time and in this hour right now is incredible. It is incredible. And if we stay steadfast, like you said, and just ride the waves through, and you say, we'll see all done. And we appreciate that so much, Doc. We really do.
Yes.
Man, listen, there are some people on the line. But no one's pressed. So I wanted to see if anybody had any questions, but don't look like anybody have any questions for us on this morning. But
Doc, we're going to go ahead and take a quick musical break. I want you to hang on for a second, and then we'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
You are sick. Now I'd like to see the hands of those you're here tonight that I'm the same. That somebody can say, I'll get you on my new software. Look at everything that you have. And they're saying to themselves, they say,
or heal us like you do.
like our God.
There's no one who gave life
who paid the price.
Who paid our price like
there's only one. If you know there's only one, make some noise.
Thank you guys for continuing to listen in and partner with us and listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, you guys, if you missed it, please make sure you guys go to Facebook. We just posted it to Facebook. Please go back and listen to the awesome, powerful word of Bishop Jerome Henry. I am telling you, you need to go back and listen to that. That was a on-time word. That was a word of shift. Word of change, a word of power. That word was a word that we, as the body of Christ, needed to hear on this morning. Listen, guys, thank you guys so very much for tuning in and partnering up. It is our overcomers invitation time right now. It's our overcomer invitation time now. The scripture that is used by here, right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, is Romans 10 and 9, which says, if you confess with your mouth and you believe with your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. Amen. Listen, those of you all that are under the sound of my voice, I'm not going to go through a long, drawn-out plea on this morning, but I do want you to understand that this is a real good time for you to be saved. This is a real good time for you to give your life. This is a real good time for you to get in position and get into place where you belong, into the arms of our Father. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. His grace and his mercy is everlasting. He is the keeper and protector and watcher of our soul and of our minds and of our hearts. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. I know that there are some of you guys that are under the sound of my voice that in the past people have told you that you are not worthy. You were not worthy to be in this place. Bishop talked about being discarded. Some of you feel like you have been discarded on this morning, but can I help you on this morning? Can I help you on this morning? There's an old saying, one man's junk is another man's treasure. So I want you to know this morning that even though the people that you are contacted with or connected with or people that you know or people that are a part of your life, a part of your world, know this and know this well, that God is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. He will provide and meet every need according to his riches those places that you are right now, God is able to do what no man can do, and that is save your soul. So this morning, listen, I want to just implore you. Just want to implore you that I want you to receive your salvation on this morning. Receive your salvation. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. When I pray, I just want you to receive this word of shift, receive this word of change that God has spoken in and over your life, amen, in and over your life, that God will do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. So just walk into it right now as we pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you, Father God. We pray for those that are under the sound of our voice, God, the ones that are in captivity right now. Father, we pray, God, that your hand of mercy and grace be on them. God, would keep, protect, and watch over them. Give them understanding and guidance, God, in the midst of the storm. Build them up on their inside. Let them know, God, that even though the situation may be a place of captivity, but your hand of mercy and your hand of grace, God, is there as a provider and a mind regulator and a heart fixer. God, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. So those that are under the sound of our voice right now, Father, I speak the scripture over their life of Romans 10:9, that they confess with their mouth and that they believe in their hearts that Jesus died and they are now saved. Gather them up, God, like a hen girding up their chicks, God, and keep them protected. Now those, God, that have not walked into the graces of you, God, to give their life, God, we pray that your hand of mercy be over their life, God. God, and let them know, God, that the time is winding up, God. God, and that they need to get to you as quickly as possible. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the nurses, doctors across this country, God, that is on the front line fighting this COVID. We ask you to protect them and watch over them. God, we pray for all of the police officers and firefighters, God, all the first responders, God, all of our government and military, Father, we pray for them. We ask that you would keep them, protect them, God, our pastors and preachers, apostles and missionaries, God, across this country that's carrying your word, God, we pray for them as well. God, we pray this prayer, Lord God, knowing that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus that we pray, amen, amen, and amen. So listen, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
There's Aretha Franklin.
Tell your sister, don't moan.